Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's June 9th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 21st, 2002, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, on October 10th in segment 1, you told of your journeys with the extraterrestrials when you left Earth. What would you say to those people who claim extraterrestrials don't exist, that God only created man in his image?
I would say, Alora, oh foolish and ignorant men, tiny and self-centered men. First you believed that you were all that it was, and then you found other men and found that you weren't the only men, so you made yourself greater than these other men, saying that God created you especially. And now that you have filled the world and learned about the entire world, you say, well, God created all of this universe just for us human beings. God created us in his image. Well, there are many out there in the image of God. There are many that God have taught. Do you believe that if life disappears on this one puny world, all that God created will be done? No, God created life in his image, not man. Life exists everywhere. God gave the entire universe. He made you brothers and sisters out there in the stars for you to find and be friends with, not to conquer. So many of you think that you are so special and that God has made you to conquer the world and take it over in his name. But you are not of God because you think only of conquest and destruction. God is love and beauty, and God has made love and beauty out there in the universe for all.
I find it ironic, Nazarene, that the aliens that are the most friendly and helpful to us don't look like humans at all. Some of them can't even live in our atmosphere. I think that's really weird.
That's the glory of God, Alora.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm.
We're back. Nazarene, on October 11th, you mentioned the Olympian gods and the Aesir. Do enough people still worship these gods on Earth for them to still be a viable force in the afterlife?
Alora, how the priests would be terrified if they knew how little their efforts to get rid of the old gods had succeeded. So many keep the old gods in their hearts and still worship me and the Father. And we really don't mind too much as long as they do good. But when they get into the afterlife, they say, well, no offense, Jesus, but I always kind of followed Zeus, and I think I'll continue to follow him. I say, fine, you go right ahead. Zeus does good for all, and he is very welcome in my kingdom whenever he wishes to drop by. People seem to have the strange idea that we hate each other over here, and all the different deities from ages past are fighting each other and kind of trying to destroy each other. Nothing could be further from the truth. We work together quite well. The old gods still have a considerable following, and some of it is just beneath the surface. Some of the festivals and things that are still carried on are for the old gods, they are not for the Father. It really amuses us sometimes when the priests think they have so much control and that they have won over an entire populace and that they now worship God, but they're just giving their gods a different name and still worshiping them. Someday, the truth is going to be known, and the world is going to be very, very surprised. But that is just the nature of things. As long as everybody is working together for the common good, what does it matter?
Yes, Nazarene. Demetrius has told me how we are supposed to rebuild Zeus's old temple in Greece, and dedicate it to him as one of the old lords, one of the old teachers, and carry on our worship there. I think that will be an incredible project, something for Zeus's people to look forward to.
They are, Alora, if we can ever save the kingdom of God and begin the awakening.
We'll be back again.